Thank you, Steve. It is Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. It's the day before Friday, the best day ever invented, right?
It is.
Friday is.
Friday is definitely. Thursday is...
the second best day ever invented?
I put it around fourth.
Because you got Saturday and
Saturday's
Sunday.
Really good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Our next guest was with the White House executive, or was the White House executive pastry chef. From 2007 to 2014, he was closely involved with First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign, and that's why he learned to cook with less sugar. Bill Yasis on the line with us. Bill, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Michelle Obama wanted people to eat more vegetables, wanted kids to get more active, and she probably frowned upon sugar. Is that how you learned to make sweet treats with less sugar?
Well, in a manner of speaking, definitely the exercise was a big thing. I think a better way to look at it would be that if you're going to have dessert, make it a good one, good ingredients, good technique, small portion, and have it less frequently than maybe you are having it now. But I don't think that she ever was, sort of like would go after an ingredient like sugar. It's just that... sugar has turned up in so many parts of our lives, in things that never had sugar before, like salad dressings and soups and sauces. So
ketchup, it's everywhere. It is everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah. So, and people say to me, oh, well, I don't want dessert. I'm full. Well, one of the reasons they don't crave desserts is because they've already had all the sugar they needed in the early part of the meal. So I tried to reduce it, make desserts less of a sugar bomb, and bring out the other flavors.
But, Bill, this is what I've heard, and you tell me if it's true or not, that sugar is addictive, that sugar craves more sugar. Is that possible?
It is.
It is.
All the evidence is showing that it is addictive, that it you crave more, and the toxicity builds up in your liver. Because we're not just talking about a couple spoonfuls in your coffee in the morning. We're talking about 64-ounce size of soda with high fructose corn syrup. So the evidence is pretty damaging.
I will give you an example. My father passed away when he was 46 years old. He was a juvenile diabetic. So we grew up with absolutely no sweets in the house. And to this day, I really don't have a sweet tooth. Every once in a while, I would love a piece of chocolate. But my husband, on the other hand, they always had cookies and cakes in their house, and he buys cookies. And so it is addictive. Absolutely.
Well, it's interesting. When we were testing the recipes for this book, we would start out on the very low end, like even less sugar than I thought would, you know, be right. And then we would taste it and then build up the second time we tested it with more sugar until we got to the what we call the sweet spot. But it's interesting how soon you can sort of wean yourself off, too. And then you begin to taste the other flavors, like the fruits or lemon or nuts and the grains. The flavor of the grains come out much better. So that's really my main campaign here is to sort of validate the other flavors of desserts.
So you're not sacrificing a lot in terms of flavor. You're just finding new ways to enhance those flavors, right?
Totally. And I always say with this book or anything you make, in the kitchen, you don't want to have to explain your dish when you serve it.
Sure, of course.
Like, oh, this is a chocolate cake, but. No, yeah. It has to be good. These are your guests. You want them to love it. So we went to every recipe with that in mind, that this nothing should require an explanation. You serve these desserts, and people, we feel, will love them. We did for what they are.
Bill Yasis on the line with us. The Sweet Spot is the name of his book, Dialing Back Sugar and Amping Up Flavor. Here's a for instance in here. I'm looking at this blackberry walnut cake, which I would eat in a heartbeat. And you're using, what, honey and other things to enhance the natural sweetness?
Yes, that's right. So that particular recipe is a good one because it's one of the simplest in the book. You could just mix it up in a bowl and bake it and serve it. So, and yeah, it's really satisfying. It's something that, you know, relies on fruit and honey and less so on sugar.
Bill, is there a flavor or a recipe that you have found just nobody has tried it and not liked it? It's foolproof. It's perfect.
Well, I would have to say it's what we call the quinoa cream, meaning quinoa cream. So it's a chocolate ganache, which is chocolate and cream, but we use a rosemary flavored cracker on the bottom. And it sounds kind of surprising, but the rosemary and chocolate really goes well together. It has a really sexy picture of it there in the book.
Yeah, I just flipped past it. What?
Yeah, it's in the tart section. Well, I'll find it. But certainly the one with the blackberries and the walnuts.
People tend to like that a lot.
Yeah, and very easy to make.
I remember when people were trying to cut back on sugar and oil, and they would use applesauce while they were making cakes. Do you use any of that?
Totally. I mean, what we do is cook apples down until you get kind of like a paste. And what that does is it replaces the texture and structure that sugar can bring into a dessert. Like, that's why you can't just, like, drop sugar and make the same recipe, because because it adds some, it holds the dessert together. What we do is make that apple kind of sauce, and then that's what holds it together.
Oh, nice.
There's a lot of pectin and fiber in apples.
When you were serving as the executive pastry chef for the Obama family, was there a guilty pleasure? Was there something that either the president or his wife or the kids really liked that you thought, it's not that good for them, but you know what? Why not? Every once in a while, go for it.
Yeah, he's entirely on record as loving pie. He really was he loves pie, the most basic American sort of dessert there is. And the whole family kind of goes along with that. They really would rather have a pie than almost anything else, and can't say as I blame them.
Yeah.
Our family has started doing birthday pies instead of birthday cakes because I love pie. There's a recipe for some flaky pie crust in here, and the chocolate quinoa cream pie is on page 48. And, Bill, tell me you wouldn't eat that.
Oh, that looks so good. That looks incredibly good.
Well, the photography is great in the book. Evan Sung was a photographer, a very talented man.
I'm going to try some of these recipes. I prefer to cook over baking because baking is an exact science and you can't deviate from the recipe too much. But are these really highly involved recipes, or will a non-baker be able to do it?
Well, we really tried to simplify them, limit the number of ingredients. There are some ingredients which you may be unfamiliar with, but we always give an option for a more common ingredient that you can still make the dessert. What we like to do is introduce these other flavors so that you're not missing the sugar in the dessert so much, and you have lemon zest or orange zest and other sort of interesting herbs or spices to kind of wake up the palate.
As we page through the book here in the studio, Bill, and we see all the pictures, you really should consider a scratch and sniff version of the book.
That would definitely be a good idea.
All right, maybe next time.
Bill, do you like bread pudding?
I'm okay with bread pudding.
I love bread pudding, and I see the fancy bread pudding, and it seems pretty easy. And 3 tablespoons of organic cane sugar, that's not a lot of sugar.
Not a lot. And the thing is, you have the other ingredients, the good dairy and cream and all of that. Part of this whole sort of logic of this is that you have to bake things correctly. So that often means baking it maybe a little bit longer than we're used to, but that brings out the caramelization of the bread and the natural sugars that are in the other ingredients. So that really multiplies the levels of flavor that you can enjoy.
Bill, when you were serving as executive pastry chef at the White House, was it challenging when dignitaries would come in from other countries? Because I'm sure their likes and dislikes are very different from ours here in America. So how would you deal with all that?
Yeah, we obviously want to show great respect to the dignitaries from other countries. So we would always try to include an ingredient or technique, something that would show that we had thought about their arrival. But we basically didn't try to recreate recipes from other countries. I mean, I always say, I know that this man's mother makes it better than I could make it, so why should I try? We would make American desserts with American resources and ingredients, but always show that we had, you know, some deference towards the visitor.
I would highly recommend page 44, lemon curd pie with meringue. Is that very tart and delicious?
It is very tart. Yeah, it has the wonderful sour flavors of lemons because we have reduced the sugar. It's basically a lemon meringue pie, but we wanted to just mix it up a little bit with some new words. And, it's really delicious.
Bill, everything in the book looks delicious. There's not a page on here that we're not drooling over. It's amazing.
Great.
Right. You should plastic cover the pages because we really have drooled on it. His name is Bill Yasis, and the book is called The Sweet Spot, available everywhere, I would assume.
It is, as of today. Today is the day it's out, so it's on all the internet sales and as well as in the bookstores.
This is the first time of the year I'm saying it, Bill. I'm proud to be saying it for you. This would make a pretty good Christmas gift, wouldn't it?
Thank you. Well, I hope so.
It would.
I hope a lot of people think so.
Yeah, it really would. Thank you, Bill. Good luck with the book. It looks fantastic.
Thank you.
It's Bill Yasis, former White House executive pastry chef. And again, the book is called The Sweet Spot, Dialing Back Sugar and Amping Up Flavor. Everything I'm seeing in there is just...
It does look really good.
Insane. All right, a quick break and then more show. It's Bill F., it's Wendy Snyder, and it's WGN.